The Brad Sesmatt Show, broadcasting live.
So look what showed up.
Yes, sir.
It's a football, and it's Brock's football. Look who showed up. It's Brock Purdy.
Yes,
it is good to see you. You know, the obvious is, how are things, Brock? How are things?
Everything's going well. Had some good time to sort of just reflect on the year, the season. Went home to Arizona for a week and just caught up with everything with my family. But more than anything, just being grateful for where I'm at and ending the season healthy. So I get a good off season in being healthy. So I'm just very thankful for everything that has gone on.
Your off season is not going to be slow by any stretch of the imagination. You're getting married next week, right?
Yes, getting married next week, finally. It seems like just when the season started, the wedding is going to be so far away, and there's been a lot that has gone on, but we're excited to finally get married. So, yeah.
Do you have any nerves about that are different than playing in a Super Bowl?
Yeah. I think this is one of the biggest, you know, questions that, you know, you got to ask yourself in life is, who are you going to marry, you know? And so it's a big deal, but more than anything, we're both excited. I get to marry my best friend, and so does she, and you get to go do life together. So a little bit more nerve wracking, I'd say, than playing in a game like the Super Bowl. So
get out, really?
Yeah, actually, I don't know. It's different. I'm just excited to marry her.
I mean, a Super Bowl, you got to do this and you got to do that. In an aisle, you walk down the aisle, you stand there in front of your friends and family, however many there are, and you say, I do, and I do, you kiss, and then you walk out. More nerves than, let's say, playing in Las Vegas against Kansas City?
I'd say so. Probably just the moment, you know, you dream of, you know, marrying your best friend, and you're about to do life with this person forever. And so in that moment of making it official, yeah, I think there's some nerves to it, for sure, just the human side of it. But yeah, the Super Bowl, it's, for me, I try to keep it simple. It's been a football game I've played my whole life. Yes, it was probably the biggest game I've ever played in, but I feel like just the nerves are slightly different compared to getting married.
That's cool. Brock Purdy with us for a couple of minutes. This football is going to be auctioned off, thanks to Brock, at the National Football Foundation event this coming Saturday. I'll have more on that in a couple of minutes. I had breakfast with your father earlier, and just when I think I've known a lot about you, because we've known each other since your high school days, I didn't know that you played offensive line at one point in your youth football years. True?
Yeah, my first year of tackle football, I was the right tackle and the backup quarterback. So,
were you a good right tackle, Brock? Did you have good technique, good form, beat the heck out of people? How did that go?
Yeah, it was good for me. Just the discipline of stepping the right direction with the run plays and then a pass drop, like all of those things, you know, as a quarterback now you don't think of, but all the details of protecting the guys behind you and opening up, you know, the B gap for my boys, like that's running the ball. Like those are all things that were good for me to learn. So
it's interesting because John Lynch, I covered when he was in high school at Torrey Pines, and Johnny played quarterback and he played DB. And I think you two are similar, just in my senior career paths, and he was a baseball kid and could do all sorts of things. I don't know if you guys have ever chopped it up, like where you grew up and all that stuff, but are there similarities?
Yeah, I think, you know, he's got obviously that baseball background and the transition to football and, you know, just his demeanor in life, the purpose that he lives with and the way he loves on everybody around him. And he's very selfless. Like there's a lot of similar characteristics for sure. And it was just sort of cool, like seeing his career path and how it went and the lives that he affected and the way he used his platform for the better. Really cool how he did it. But yeah, we have, I think, a similar background just in terms of the baseball route and then going to the football route as well. So pretty cool. In the NFL, you know, there's a lot that goes on, obviously, but I think, you know, if the ownership from top down has their priorities right, it bleeds into everything, the players that they draft, the guys that they get in free agency, the culture that they build in the locker room. And John obviously was a huge part of that and still is. And so he's a guy that is around the facility all the time. He's working out in the weight room and you just see him throughout your day. He's not a guy that you just don't see, which is really cool. Like we all get to, you know, chat it up with John, you know, in passing And as a player, it's cool knowing that, hey, my GM, you know, is just like us. He played the same sport. He was here in our shoes, and he gets it.
First time I met you, and I tell this story, and if you want to correct me on any of it, it's fine. What I remember is Brock Purdy is standing with Tyler Shuck. I'm emceeing this event. The event is over. You and Tyler are there, and you come over to me and say, do you have a moment? You referred to me as Mr. Sesmat, which is fine. And I'm already like, wow, that's a little different, and in a good way. And you said, Mr. Sesmat, I don't have anything really going on with college. What community colleges or colleges would you recommend? Do you remember that conversation?
I do. Yeah. That's where it all started. Yeah.
If I would have told you back then this was your story, would you have believed it?
Yeah. I would have, just because I've taken it one day at a time with my whole life. And at that point, you know, where I was at after my senior year in high school, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't obviously have any offers, Power Five offers or anything that, you know, that I had wanted to get to, that had always been my dream. And but I was just real with myself, like, hey, what's the next step I can take after high school? If it's community college, great. Let's start looking around and seeing and understanding that I need to continue to develop and from there, hopefully get a shot and an opportunity. And so, but I was just real with myself. I didn't compare myself to anybody else. I saw all these other guys, you know, in my class, or even guys that were younger than me getting offers and stuff. And the human side of it is like, you start comparing and it's like, really, how come he's getting this when I've done this? There was none of that. There was no hate or anger with that. Maybe there's some frustration saying like, okay, I can compete with them, but I think it's crucial to not compare yourself and understand that everybody has their own path and their own way of getting to where they end up. And, for me, I let that all up to God. I surrendered that, you know, even in high school. And so that's where I was at. That was my way of thinking about it. And that's how I handled it.
I remember hugging you, which I don't do. And you did not, like, what is this dude? Because it was so out of left field that, and I don't mean this disrespectfully to anybody, but I don't get kids saying, what community college should I consider? I just want to keep playing ball. And that was so refreshing. And then as your journey continued, just to see how you've handled yourself with the twists and the turns, and it appears from the outside, just as we've chopped it up through the years, that you've never doubted yourself. You've never doubted your faith. There's no question about that. You're a man of faith. Got it. There's no question that you live your faith, which is the right way to go about it, but you've never questioned your ability or yourself. And here you are, you and I sitting here 3 weeks after a Super Bowl run, like, I kind of shocked by all of it, actually.
Yeah. Like I said, throughout my whole journey and stuff, I never compared myself to, you know, the guys around me or who I was playing against or this or that. It's always been, how can I be the best right now today? I can, and there's always a way to win, and I can find that way. It doesn't matter who I'm playing with or what. I can take these guys around me and help, you know, build them up, and we can find a way to win. Did that at Perry High School, did it at Iowa State. And then once I got to the 49ers, it was more, you know, hey, let's you know, compete and make the roster kind of thing. And then it all, you know, fell into place. But I never compared myself, and that allowed me to focus on what I needed to do to get better.
Right.
It allowed me to block out all the noise on the outside of people saying you're not good enough or this or that. And so by me just focusing on where my feet were at and taking it one day at a time, God continued to take me where he needed me to be. And that's how it all happened.
Okay, I'm going to throw a couple events by you to give people context. And these are events that happen with myself and you. You decide that before you commit at your press conference at Perry High School, that you trust us enough that you would meet us at a park and look into a camera and you would thank everybody. You remember that day?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that day, you showed up 5 minutes early, which to me doesn't happen. It's, again, not disrespect. You and I go to dinner at Barrow's Pizza. Remember that night?
Yeah.
And you put the order in, and the girl at the counter was in your class, and she was really excited for you the next day that you're going to make your announcement. And at the end of the night, I reach into my pocket, because she came over to our table a couple times, and you said, let me get the tip. Do you remember that?
Yep.
I mean, those are things that may seem like nothing to you, but those are little events that I talk about in the maturity and where, and I know that it's parental upbringing, but for a kid, high school kid, you were well beyond your years, Brock. And where did that come from?
I mean, you said it. I think my parents, my faith, all of it, it's all together. I started to understand, you know, throughout high school that it's not about you. You know, and I've said this in press conferences, like, life's not about you. I feel like our society and our culture is so wrapped up in what we can do for ourselves, our lives, you know, money, status, all that kind of stuff. And but the way my parents raised me and my brother, my sister, my faith, all of that allowed me to understand, okay, it's about loving others and serving others. And it's not about myself. Yeah, I go to school, or, you know, I'm a football player. That's all great, but that's not who I am. I do believe that, you know, we were created for a bigger purpose than that, and to obviously love on everyone around us in our community and lay down our lives for everyone around us. And in high school, I started to understand that. So that's just, like, I guess the fruit that comes from it, you know, and that's what you saw probably that day, but that's just how it's been. I haven't wavered in that. It's who I am, and that's it. So
the day that the phone call came, and you and I, this last time we saw each other in person, we go into your father's man cave and you just talk openly about the whole final pick and the Mr. Irrelevant. I don't want to get into that stuff. I mean, it happened, it's over with. What do you wish people would be talking to you about now that you've been into this journey, that maybe it's, guys, you're missing some stuff over here, that this is what it's all about for me, or it's pretty straightforward. You know, Brad, I'm a couple of years into my NFL career. I've been to a Super Bowl. I have more in front of me. Nobody's going to sit across me and say, yeah, that's as good as it's going to get. We don't know. Simply don't know. This goes back to your faith. What is it you wish people would ask you?
Honestly, just, I guess, like, life questions, you know, purpose. You know, growing up, you see guys in the NFL and you think, man, they have it made. They have everything that they ever need, and that's where I want to get to in life. And if I get to that kind of lifestyle, then I'll be comfortable. And for me, you know, being here in my second year, yeah, we just played the Super Bowl, all that stuff. Like, that's great. But, man, for me, it's been about the relationships, the people, the process of this whole thing. It hasn't been about money or getting to a certain status in my life to feel validated or feel loved. It's not that. And I found my validation and my love through Jesus Christ, and that's it. But, along the way, I've been able to see guys like George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, Debo, Brandon Ayuk. They're humans, man. They're guys who, you know, have emotions like us. They go through stuff and they have families and all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is, we're human. And, you know, when you turn on the TV and you see us play, like, I remember growing up seeing guys on TV and you think that they're this fictional character. And then when you see them in person, it's like, what? And that's cool. It's cool and all. And that's great to have, you know, some support from fans and all that. But, man, at the end of the day, as I've gotten to know those kind of guys and been around now, we're all human. You know, we're all flawed. We make mistakes, but, you know, I try to keep it simple in life and little things simple. I'm a brother, I'm a son, I'm about to be a husband, and go about my life in that manner. So those are the kind of questions I guess people I wish would ask more. So
I had a chop up session with you and you were at Iowa State and you're kicking around the idea of broadcast and you had to go do an interview. And I asked you about interviewing a professor and if you were given extra credit or something. Do you remember that conversation?
I do, vaguely. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You still want to do this now that you've seen, you've been exposed on the biggest stages, you've seen the biggest personalities. You still want to do this sort of thing down the road, or now it's, you know what, Brad, I got some other things I'm looking at.
I'm not really sure. You know, to be on like SportsCenter and be an analyst, probably not. But if it was, you know, color commentating, going up like what Greg Olson or all those guys do, maybe. Yeah. I think that'd be, you know, you get to, because they're, you know, meeting with players throughout the week. You're still in the game. You're talking about X's and O's. So that's sort of fun. But I'm not really sure. I'm not sure. I'm still figuring out, with the platform that I have, what difference, Jenna and I can make with a foundation that we start up, and what avenues we want to go in that regard and helping our world and our community. And so I'm still figuring all that out.
Be the color analyst of Nevada football. That quarterback's got to do better. So I'm bringing this up because, and obviously you can't do that because it's during the season, but so I had your sister, big sister and little brother on before Super Bowl, and they threw you under the bus about game night and how competitive. Did you see that clip by chance, Brock?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you going to validate that or are you going to dispute?
I don't know. It gets heated. I'm not going to lie. We all know each other so well, and we know what makes each other mad and ticks each other off. But at the end of the day, man, I always love to win. And in the past, the way I've handled it with my family within like game nights and stuff, I look back on it, but like, okay, I could probably be a little bit more loving, but
that is great.
But yeah, it is what it is. We all love each other.
Yeah. No. What advice have you given Chuba? Let's just switch over to your little brother and the journey that he's going through, which, by the way, light speed from when you were at Iowa State, just how crazy college football has turned into. But what advice have you given him on his journey?
Yeah, same thing sort of what I said before. You can't compare yourself to me, to anyone else. This is the path that, God has you on, and you have to trust him in that. Take it one day at a time, and you got to love the game. You got to love the sport. You can't be in it for anybody on the outside telling you you need to do this or that, or for our family to put any kind of pressure on them, which I don't think we do, but you never know. And so I tell them, like, you got to love the game and you got to do it, because you want to. Mm-hmm. And I think he does. He's grown a lot since he's been in college, just with his faith and understanding who he is and his purpose. And more than anything, Chubb is the kind of guy, and you know it, he's got that big smile. He's got a lot of good energy that comes from him, and everyone loves being around him. And I'm like, dude, use that. You can use that on the football field around your teammates in the locker room. And I know he does, but I'm just excited for him. He just needs a good opportunity to stay healthy and play football. And if it works out, great. And if it doesn't, it's okay. Like, you're still going to have this beautiful life, married, kids, family, like whatever God has in store. It's going to be a good life. You don't have to put all your eggs in the football basket. And so he understands that.
That's sage advice, but he's a little squirrely in my opinion. He's just a little goof in that moment, at times, in a good way. What did you take away from this season and the Super Bowl run, football wise, if anything? Or is it like, I went from football to wedding planning, Brad. I haven't really given it time yet.
From the football season, man, there's just a lot. I mean, this is my first year starting from the beginning to end. Obviously my rookie year, I got thrown in towards the end, but just handling all of it, the noise that goes on. It's a long season. There's a lot of good that happens within the season. There's bad that comes along with it. We went on a 3-game losing streak, and there's all the questions and doubts and all that stuff that gets thrown in there. I throw 4 picks on Christmas Day. Like, there's all this stuff that happens in the world. Obviously, once it puts you on a pedestal when things are good, and then the minute you start messing up, they're quick to, put you down. But, being able to handle all that and understand who I am as a human, my purpose in life, that strengthened for sure. And, just having a firm foundation, the storms are going to come. It's not that, you give your life to Jesus and things are going to go good. It's no, things are, they're going to come. And what's your foundation, what's your rock look like? And so that was huge for me this year. I understand the importance of it moving forward with my career and all that, but then being in the moment, being grateful for every little thing, the conversations that you have with people throughout the facility, whether it's the cooks in the kitchen or, the teammates, coaches, all those little things, man, when you're on your deathbed and you're about to die, those are the things that I think you'll remember, is those relationships, not any amount of money or all that stuff. It's the relationships. So trying to be grateful for that.
Do you follow the business of football in the off season, Brock? As I've seen players through doing this through the years, they'll look at our roster. We got to keep this guy. This guy is a free agent. This guy's got this going on. This guy's that. What are we doing in the draft? Do you follow the business of football, or do you just unplug entirely?
A little bit of both. You know, just being the quarterback, I think it's good just to stay in tune with what we're doing as an organization. And, you know, obviously we want to do whatever we can to, you know, make sure we're in the position to be successful. So for myself, it's, you know, listen here and there, but I'm not consumed with it. Obviously that's not my role. The ownership and the organization does a great job. They have for the last however many years since Lynch and Shanahan have, you know, been here. And so that allows me to, yeah, just attack my craft here in the off season, unplug a little bit, get away from the game, you know, enjoy my life, might get married. So I try to do a little bit of both. So
yeah, I mean, nothing is given in the NFL, and I when I hear people say, well, Brock is in a position where they're set up for a long run, that appears to be true, but you just don't know when the injury comes in here, there, or whatever is behind door number four, but it appears you're set up for a long run.
Yeah. I mean, that's a testament obviously to ownership and just the way, you know, Lynch and Shanahan do things and the culture, the standard that we have, all of that thrown into one has allowed us to obviously, I think, have success for years to come. And, but nothing's ever guaranteed. It's the game of football. Other teams are going to get better. Injuries happen. There's a lot of things that go into that. And so for all of us, all we can do is, you know, put our heads down, go to work. That's all we know. And, never expect anything just to be given to you based off of what happened last year, the year before. Like, you have to go take it every year. So yeah, that's our mindset.
It's always good to chop it up with you. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brad.
It's Brock Purdy, and we're back with more after this timeout.